Hi, everybody. This is Ed, My Figure Universe, and welcome to Boosting the Signal. This week, my guest is Justine, Custom Playmates on Instagram, a wonderful custom Playmates artist. I think you're going to really enjoy this interview, and be sure to stick around afterwards to check out her process and give her a like and a follow afterwards. Thanks for watching and helping boost the signal. Hey everybody, this is Ed from My Figure Universe, and this week I have Justine from Custom Playmates on Instagram. I am so happy to have her here and to talk about what she has created. Justine, the floor is yours. How are you?
Hi. Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me to this format. Very excited. I hope I don't say anything weird.
You couldn't possibly. You're welcome.
And you want me to introduce myself?
Yes, please.
Well, yeah, okay. I am Custom Playmates. I build Playmates figures that have not been built before. It's mainly because that's the figures I would have loved to get. And so now I'm making them myself.
And you do amazing work. From the moment that I started the Instagram page and I started looking for figures, your page is one of the first that ever popped up. And I was so impressed with your work and the fact that and maybe I'm assuming, and I don't want to assume, but this is all hand done. This is not machined and so well done.
Well, thank you very much. This is very nice to hear that you appreciate my work. It's mostly done by hand. On my first, I think, four figures, I was using these, like little files.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So my first ones were like really handmade, but now I have very nice tools, and that make the whole process much quicker and also more refined.
Well, that's great because, and I understand it's kind of like with this podcast or with anything in life, you start off one way and you kind of learn from trial and error how to evolve your product. Now, what exactly are you currently like working on? Is there a project you're currently working on that you would like to talk about or show?
Well, actually, there's plenty of figures I'm working on at the moment. I will not spoil the excitement, but as you know, I already made the fitness Deanna, you know, and this very beautiful leotard we all remember. And I already said that I'm going to do fitness Beverly as well. So this
All
is her
right.
and her current state.
She's looking amazing.
Well, thank you. I hope she's going to work out. And right now I'm struggling with the hair a bit, but yeah. And then I'm also currently working on one figure from the new series from Starfleet Academy, because I already have like a favorite character. I think it's going to be a really cool character. So I'm building this person and plenty more. But what I actually want to show you is the one I completed or almost completed yesterday. And it is a yellow lizard head Dabu girl. That's the only way she's credited, but she's remarkable. I'm not sure if the camera picks it up.
Okay, see, I saw that when you were teasing, what am I making? And I looked at it and I kept thinking, okay, is it like reverse Lursa, you know, reverse Beator? I didn't know. And I never would have guessed the Dabo girl. I didn't. Well done, deep cut.
Yeah, kind of. But I mean, she turned up the first time in Next Generation with Omak, with the fat Ferengi, when they're walking into the club, and it's a very
preemptive strike. Was that no, not preemptive strike? Was that was when Picard was on the ship, the pirate ship type thing?
It's when they have like this Romulan subversive a group, which was the Spock.
Okay. Oh, unification.
Unification,
Okay.
that's the one. So this is the first time she appears, and and after that they reused her as a background character on DS9 several times, and I must say this underboob thing, it's iconic, right? So
Yeah, very much so. And in very odd timing, I was literally having a conversation with my wife last night about unification. We were very literally discussing that episode yesterday. So this gives me something when she says, "How is your day today?" I'm gonna be like, "Well, guess what?" You know,
guess
so.
what?
Well,
Yeah,
that's
there you go.
great. I have you had, have you ever had a custom that you have made that's become your absolute favorite, one that you just would never part with?
Oh, that's a hard question. It's like which of your children you love most? it's hard to tell, but I would say always like the last figure I completed is like my favorite figure at the moment, because which with each figure I'm getting a little bit better. So with the other figures I'm maybe not satisfied with some minor things, and so in the next iteration I try to better myself, and when it works I'm really happy. So yeah, but I mean a very special place in my heart holds my first custom figure ever. She's what got everything started. It's Kai
Wow.
Winn, because I did Voyager, Deep Space Nine rewatch, like I do often.
Is it not
And
amazing that she only appeared in 13 episodes?
I can't believe it, actually. She's such a huge part of this whole saga. And I never understood why Playmates never made a Kai Winn figure, because she's like, in my opinion, she's the best Star Trek villain, because
Oh, yeah.
she's so relatable. Like, you can totally understand why she's such a bitch. Can I say that? Yeah.
Oh, you can say whatever you want. That's fine. That's fine.
So yeah, she's very relatable, and it makes her like a very good villain. Like, she's not all evil. She has good sides too. But yeah, and also made her a little book, this Cross
Oh.
Emojin, yeah, like this evil Bible thing. So, and yeah, that's a figure that got everything started. So I guess this is my favorite.
On the Cross Emojin, is it? Can you open it, or is it?
No,
Oh, well,
it's
I didn't know if you went with blank pages or only she could see them.
it's all plastic. It's
So
just
well done, though. So well done.
thank you.
Just keep it away from Dekat.
Oh yeah.
I love your work, and yeah, like I said, it's amazing that she only appeared in 13 episodes. When I first met my wife, she was watching a show called Vampire Diaries, and she appeared on there, and I was like, "Oh, she's gonna be a bad guy." And I was like, because you know, as soon as you see her, it's like Nurse Ratched. You think about you know Kai Winn's like, we can't trust her right off the bat. I'm gonna let you know. But
Definitely.
so, what is your Star Trek story? What brought you into the
Oh,
Star Trek universe?
that's a fun story. When I was little, my mom, she's a single parent, so when she was working, she had to put me somewhere. Like, and we had this upstairs neighbor, this upstairs family, and she took me. And she had two boys, which were a little bit older than me, and they liked Star Trek. I have never heard of Star Trek. I was like maybe 5 years old, 6 years old, something like that. And we were watching it on TV in German dub, of course. And I still remember that they were talking about something with a warp core. It's one of my first memories of Star Trek, and I was making fun of it. I was saying like warp, 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 because I had no idea what it was, and they were really angry with me that I was spoiling the Star Trek experience at that moment. And we kept on watching like every time I was up there, and there was TV time. We watched Star Trek, and I grew to love it very much so, and I loved it much more than these boys after some time. It was quite fanatic. And yeah, also got for my next birthday, I got Star Trek figures, and I have here the first two Star Trek figures I got for my birthday. Still the same
Let's see,
guys.
those are good ones.
Yes, very good.
So
Yeah.
I have to ask. You have Worf and you have Deanna. Were you a fan of the Worf Deanna, coming together in season 7 of TNG, or did that just seem a little weird?
No, I was not really a fan of that because I don't think they fit together that well. Because Worf is so stunted emotionally, like being a really bad dad and all that. And Deanna is so connected to herself and her feelings. And I never could imagine her being with a person who's so closed off and has so many mental problems. So yeah, this is it's not a good fit. I think Deanna and Riker is the best fit. They are
Oh
beautiful
yeah.
together.
I was always happy when Worf ended w up with Dax anyway, so
Yes.
that was much better. I was gonna say, I like to say, is there when you look at the figures that are not that were not made by Playmates, are there any that you would like to have made, but you haven't figured out how to go about it yet? Like something that you think is going to be problematic. Case in point, I'll give you an example. I know that they did make an 8472. So think along those lines. Has there ever been something that was non-humanoid or something that was so done in makeup that it would be hard to replicate with what you have to work with?
It's a tough question. I can't name something right off the bat, actually. I'm not sure. Like all the figures I want to make, I already have kind of an idea how to go about it. So, and yeah, like for Species 8472, I already have that figure. So, didn't think about that. But this is one I definitely could not make. It's too complicated, too intricate, too many joints. And yeah, I'm happy they made this one.
Are you a fan of what's being produced by other companies currently, or that will be coming out?
Like what?
Well, with you being in a different country other than I don't know how it is with Nacelle and Master Replicas
Oh.
and their lines. Are you looking forward to their stuff, and do you have
Yes.
difficulty in obtaining those? Yeah, like I don't know how that's going to work out.
Well, first of all, I'm a big fan of the work, but especially of Nacelle. I mean, they have a very fan-centered social media experience. Like, they're very close with the fans. They listen to the fans, unlike Playmates. And so this is really nice to see. Also, the process. I mean, Brian Folkwise, he always shows like little tidbits of what's happening behind the scenes. This is super interesting. And I definitely want to have several of the figures they're producing or planning to produce. And I have this one Instagram friend. You probably know him. It's Weird Star Trek Merch.
Yes, I do follow
Yes,
that page.
we all know him. We all love him. And he promised me to send me the Weyoun figure.
Excellent.
And so, yeah, maybe we can work something out so I get the other ones too.
That's amazing. Yeah, I know that there was I'm not sure where exactly you are based, but I know that there is some international shipping from Nacelle, at least off of their website. But I don't really know how that goes for your location. But you're
I
right.
must admit, I haven't checked recently. I know in the beginning they had like astronomic prices for shipping and handling, and I guess they have better prices now, but I haven't checked. So maybe you're right. Maybe I can just order from them. That's
Well,
true. I
either
should
way,
check.
it's a wonderful community that people are willing to help, and that's wonderful. You're right about Nacelle and how they're very proactive at interacting with the fans and what we want and talking to us and the email address that they have set up is amazing. I love the look of the Master Replica series. They're very much in the vein of the old Playmates, size and so forth, but they don't really interact with us, so.
Yes, and I must say, I don't like the crotch area. This is a weird thing to say, but their figures have like this weird T-shaped crotch area. I guess it's for better posability that you can fit them in a little captain's chair and whatnot, but they just look weird. So I very much prefer these kind of crotches.
No,
I
I
mean,
get it. No, I get it 100%.
they sit like this, but if you just want to display them, this is better.
Yeah, the Playmates, when they came back in 2022 and they started redoing them, and I think that was when the big change happened. It was like a ball socket type thing where I haven't ripped one apart to look, but yeah, they were more maneuverable, but they did not. They have no aesthetic value. And I know
They're
that
flimsy too, very flimsy material, and it doesn't live up to the old classic ones.
I trust me, I've gone through a couple of Picards from that line. I think I have more Jean-Luc Picard figures from the Playmates 2022 line than I do anything else. Because they kept breaking when I would try to do photo photography. And I'm like, well, maybe I can pose him. And then one day I thought, well, I want to do a shot of Riker trying to put his leg over a chair. And I thought, no, because I don't want to buy another Riker. You got to be careful right off the bat. I'm glad you mentioned weird Star Trek merchandise. The community itself is great. That's another wonderful page to follow. An individual I would love to have a chat with. I appreciate your time here today and coming on and telling people your story and your process. Do you I gotta ask you the question I ask everybody because I'm curious. Since you are a Star Trek fan, what's your favorite series?
That's a tough question. Well, I'm sorry. I think I will go with DS9. No, Voyager. No, Next Generation. No, it's hard. I can't answer this question. This is very unfair. I can't answer that.
No, I get it. It's again a Sophie's choice, as it were. I feel you there. How about a movie? What do you have you ever what's like do you have a comfort Star Trek movie that you think today's the day I gotta watch that one again?
I have one. I really love the First Contact one. This is in my opinion, it's the best Star Trek movie.
That is a really good one. That's a great film. Good memories. Frakes did a great job directing, and for my money, I still like Insurrection. I know a lot of people don't like Insurrection, but I think it's a fun, like the whole thing is, oh, it's a long episode of TNG. How is that a bad thing? That's not a bad thing, but
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but it kind of lacks like this dramatic cinematographic thing. But you're right. It's a very nice next gen episode, so it's fine too.
exactly. Now take me through your process when you decide that you're going to start customizing a figure. How do you go about this? Do you specifically, like, let's say you have an idea for a character that you want to customize, do you then start researching and finding the base figure for it? Or do you just jump in headlong and say, all right, let's see how it goes, but take me through your process.
I mean, you basically just said it. When I think of a figure I want to make, I just go through my mental memory of all the Playmates figures, which body would fit best, which body needs the least modifications. Like, for example, for Mr. Mott, like the best Bolian barber in Starfleet, he's a sturdy guy, right?
Yeah.
So I would not use a Picard figure for that, because then I would have to add material to the legs because he has thick legs too. So I went with Harry Mudd. Harry Mudd is the perfect base figure for this. Yeah.
See, I was thinking Garak. When I first looked, I thought maybe that was a Garak, but I didn't think Harry Mudd. That's
Harry Mudd.
excellent. Well
Yeah, I
done.
just have to shave down the epaulettes and yeah, and then just paint him.
Let's
Also, yeah.
go ahead. No, please.
Yeah, also had to lengthen like this this kaftan thing.
Okay.
But that's basically it. The rest is all Harry Mudd.
Yeah, that you had most recently posted a picture of, or at the top of your feed is your Bolian, Mr. Mott, and even your photography is really good. You have really good. You got your lighting right. I love the good lighting. I try to, just focus and share as many things as I can. But your pictures are always a delight, and it's wonderful. And I appreciate that so much. And I appreciate your follow. I appreciate you being here today and talking with me. And it's been wonderful. Is there anything that you would like to tell anyone, or any type of anything you would like to say, anything you want to promote yourself, anything you would like to promote?
Well, something I would like to say is how special the Star Trek community online is. Like, it's all nice people, kind-hearted, tolerant, supportive, and it's very easy to make friends in this community, and that's beautiful, especially in those dark times. And I'm always happy when I see that you shared some of my stuff. Makes me very happy.
Well, I
And
appreciate that.
yeah, also happy that we have this connection now. So this is great. So I love Star Trek and I love the Star Trek community.
Well, and thank you, and I for one, speaking for the community, all of us, that we're glad you're here too. Yeah, it's wonderful. I try to promote as much positivity as I can. I want to share as many people as I can. It's it's like and follow this page, check them out, read the post. I do my best to promote, as well as sprinkle a little bit of me in there somewhere, but and that's why this podcast came about. It was a chance to boost the signal of other individuals and give them a chance to have that spotlight that they don't they wouldn't have an opportunity to do without being self-aggrandizing and doing it themselves. And I like, because unfortunately Star Trek doesn't invite normal people, regular fans on to promote. I was like, well, let's be that part of the community. And
Yeah, and I also want to thank you for that. You're doing a great job in bringing this community together and sharing all the creators and spreading the joy. So thank you for that.
you're welcome, and thank you. I appreciate that. Where can people find you then? Just one last, let everybody know your ats on social, where you would want to be, where they can find you and see this wonderful work.
That's on Instagram. It's Custom Playmates, one word. And that's it. I'm thinking about starting a YouTube channel, but I'm not there yet. So we have to do another interview then.
I look forward to that. If you do that channel, I will definitely follow, and I'll be watching. It's an amazing, like, time lapse videos. If you were to do a set of a time lapse, that would be a wonderful thing to watch.
I have several time, sort of time lapses planned for my next figure, so stay tuned.
I will. I will. keep an eye out. So, well, I appreciate your time. I will say live long and prosper,
Live long and prosper.
and everybody go follow Justine and just boost that signal. So,
Boost that
thank you.
signal. Thank you. Bye.